This is 8 train 1 at, let's see, Winchell and Mondelez.
801, good afternoon. I got a lost and found message. What do you got?
Hey, a younger gentleman, almost fell asleep, was a sleeper on the bus, and then he wanted, he just took a minute to get off and then wanted to ask me where to catch the 8 back to Lloyd Center, and then he inadvertently left a phone charger cord, and his, he's got some white tequila, and I'll be back on the route pretty soon, leaving at 3 o'clock. So I think if he can hang there at the beginning of the line, he can get his tequila, or he can ride all the way to Lloyd Center, I guess.
Okay, so this was a phone charger and a bottle of white tequila.
Yeah, the oral Don Julio. And a light blue phone charger.
Okay, is the tequila unopened?
No, there's maybe 1.5 ounces gone.
Okay, but it is the lid is on it, and it is definitely sealed, correct? I mean, it was open, but it's closed now, correct?
Yes, it is. He's not extremely irritated that I misunderstood what he was driving at. I thought he was just extending the conversation about where to pick the bus up. I didn't realize that he had lost something.
Oh, okay. So was he at that last stop at Deacom?
Yes. I sort of following the bus, but with a perplexed look, and I didn't quite understand what was going on, and I didn't see that there was lost and found until the end of the line, you know, over.
Okay, well, you have it now. Go ahead and write a ticket out for it, and hopefully you see him on your next trip inbound.
All right, sounds good. And I'm just guessing maybe, like, he would probably talk to, like, the next 75 or something that comes by and says, hey, can you call that 8? I'll be there pretty soon. You know, 17 minutes or so?
I copy. I'll note that, and if I get any calls regarding this, I will let them know that you have it.
All right, thanks. I'm pretty sure you'll be there, and it'll be a happy ending.
I copy, hopefully. 1444.